The Raiders are coming here. So give me your take on Antonio Brown. Before we get to the fantasy impact, give me your take just from a football fan standpoint on what AB is doing and what's going to happen.
You know, it's frustrating. I almost think at this point, can't the league offer some sort of a mental wellness evaluation? None of these things seem to be of the right mind of someone that's stable. We've seen him be catered to. I almost thought Gruden was going a bit far. I mean, I'll give you an example. I had an agency where I managed girls for about 4 years. It was a very tough job. I'm not going to kid you. They bail bonds and call you in the middle of the night. It's the things that happen. But I knew I couldn't cater to them to the level that Gruden was catering to Antonio Brown, because you're making this animal even bigger. And this, you know, in any contract now, even when I go on the road and do events, in our contract there's always a clause about defamation of brand, defamation of character, slander on social media. We all know now that that stuff is unacceptable in the business world. You can't do that. Him posting about the devil yesterday and bragging about the money he's getting for a helmet, and then now this supposed fight, it's downhill from here.
Lisa Ann with us, football expert. You can hear her on Sirius XM. Lisa Ann does fantasy Mondays at 10 o'clock Eastern. I guess it'll be 7 o'clock here, 5 o'clock here on Fridays. Friday Night Fantasy. That is a brilliant analogy. I never thought of comparing Gruden's management of Antonio Brown to potentially, you know, something in the business world, especially your business. I'll actually ask you, who are the bigger peens in the keister to be around and manage from a diva standpoint, the males or the females?
Oh, the males are way better. To them, it's just business. I mean, they would come in and pay their commission every week. They always answer their phone. They want to work. It really bothered me because I would say to the girls, what kind of example are we setting as women in the workforce if we're allowing men to be automatically more professional than us? Like, but you're managing personalities and you're also managing narcissism. And I learned a lot about narcissism when I was in that role, because you're constantly, like, petting the new puppy. Antonio Brown is the new puppy. He constantly needs to be petted. He couldn't sit in the front in any of the classes on Hard Knocks. He has to have his shirt pulled up and be wearing that boomer, you know, thing. And it's just, like, you can just tell it's just a level of toxic that just, it's not team-friendly. He'd be better off in an individual sport, like playing golf or tennis. But to be on a team with this guy has to be a nightmare.
This suspension that could be coming, and maybe just a separation from the Raiders, is just Armageddon across the fantasy world. Fill people in. Like, ADP in straight drafts on Antonio Brown was about where? Did he fall a lot from normal expectations?
He fell because of the feet. I'm a big advocate of cryotherapy. I do it 5 days a week. And I had a friend that had a very similar burn. And it took him about 3 months to really start to develop the skin back on his feet. And he was able to rest his feet and wear specific socks and shoes. So I was able to convey the message, like, this is unrealistic that he's going to be 100%, because each time you cut on that raw skin, you're opening it back up. Each time you do anything to it, you're opening it back up. So that bothered me. So I started to really draft Tyrell Williams. I don't have any Antonio Brown, but I have Tyrell Williams in about 70% of my leagues. And I just felt like he was getting all the reps with Derek Carr. He was doing all the right things. Phillip Rivers really liked to go to him. And here you go. Tyrell Williams just becomes fantasy gold.
You are a good fantasy player. I am a moron because I drafted my team with lots of dudes who had questions. So, like, I drafted Zeke Elliott. I drafted Antonio Brown. I drafted A.J. Green. But you know what? I didn't know what you did. I didn't insure myself with the next person in line behind them. That is just stupidity from a fantasy standpoint.
Yeah, you should have been grabbing Tony Pollard as soon as you got any news. But look, you're fine on Zeke right now. But my rule of thumb that I learned from my channel is I don't take any risks in the first three rounds. So if a player's already dealing with an injury or a player's, like, talking about a contract, I am completely out. But I will take their backup.